They did it, Nez Nation. They finally did it. The president just signed. The Senate passed. We know it went through the House. Everything happened in a sweeping, fastidious, unbelievably, impeccably fast manner. The $95 billion package for foreign aid. And yes, there's a reason why I underlined foreign. I'm going to go through exactly what's in this package. And then I'm going to show you a video of the actual what's going to happen next, at least what our vegetable in chief tells us. And then I'm going to talk about this. So the $95 billion package, which passed yesterday in the Senate, and also he signed the package today, which he said he was going to promise. I had this all written out yesterday. He said he was going to sign it, and he did sign it. And yes, I did underline foreign because this is so heartbreakingly sad, at least for me, somebody who loves his country. And I can't believe that people are actually celebrating this. Okay. So we've got about $61 billion of that package is going to be going towards Ukraine and replenishing U.S. weapons stockpiles. The overall amount provided to Ukraine for the purchase of weapons would be $13.8 billion of our money, by the way, Nez Nation. Our tax, hard-earned tax dollars. Every penny of this is not coming out of Chuck Schumer's millions of dollars, Nancy Pelosi's millions of dollars, Weasel Schiff's millions of dollars, and everybody else, the like, Kami Kamala, and all of them. Ukraine would receive more than $9 billion of economic assistance in the form of forgivable loans. Can you believe that? Wouldn't it be nice to borrow? I mean, not even $9 billion. You try borrowing $900 from the government and see if that's forgivable. I dare you to try. About $26 billion goes to Israel, okay? So Israel gets $26 billion and providing humanitarian relief for the people in Gaza. But by the way, all of these wars were caused, perpetuated, launched, started, initiated by this back-ass-words administration. There's no doubt about that. There is no doubt that Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if Trump was in office. There's no way. There's no disputing that. About $4 billion of what would be dedicated to replenishing Israel's missile defense systems, more than $9 billion of the total would go toward humanitarian assistance in Gaza amid the Israeli-Hamas war. And so here's a profound and abundant irony and paradox. You're going to give $26 billion to support Israel. You're giving $4 billion to replenish their missile defense systems. But yet you tell them not to do anything when they get attacked. You tell them not to do anything to Iran. You tell them not to do anything. You're stopping them from defending themselves from terrorist attacks. You're allowing these heathens all across universities and college campuses in the U.S. to basically stop the learning process, to disrupt students who are just trying to go and get what they paid for, their education. This is just, it's so unreal. It's unreal. It's surreal. I want to hear what you guys think in the comments. Then we also have $8 billion for helping U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific region encountering China. More than $3.3 billion would go towards submarine infrastructure and development, with an additional $1.9 billion to replenish U.S. weapons provided to Taiwan and other regional allies. Do you see any money in that? Do you see any part of that package going towards us, the U.S., struggling Americans? People who can't pay groceries, people who can't take their kids on vacation, people who can barely make their rent, their mortgage. They can't buy homes because interest rates, inflation is up the roof. They can't get gas at a decent price. They have to ration their driving, their commutes, their ability to take their kids to soccer practice or whatever they need, maybe violin lessons. I'm a father. I've got two kids. I live in California where gas prices are at the record-breaking highs. Do you see any penny going towards U.S. veterans, people who fought, sacrificed, and died for our freedoms? Do you see any of this going towards the southern border? Any of this going towards Border Patrol, who are desperately in need of help to secure our border? No, you don't. But you see all this money, and don't let them fool you on this, Nez Nation. They tell you they don't believe in walls. They tell you they don't believe in borders. They tell you they don't believe in preventing people from enjoying the splendor and all the fruits of this amazing nation, this amazing country, the United States of America. But yet they're so staunch and adamant about sending all of our money to secure borders that are tens of thousands of miles away from the U.S. How does that make sense? Make it make sense. Please let me know in the comments. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. As a matter of fact, I prefer to be wrong because I'm so livid. I'm so upset. I'm so dejected. I'm so embarrassed by our country. I would die to be wrong. So let me know in the comments. I will respond to your comment. Here's a quick video of the president. Check this out.
I'm making sure the shipments start right away. In the next few hours, literally in a few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine for air defense munitions, for artillery, for rocket systems, and armored vehicles. You know, this package is literally an investment, not only in Ukraine's security, but in Europe's security, in our own security. We're sending Ukraine equipment from our own stockpiles. Then we'll replenish those stockpiles with new products made by American companies here in America. Patriot missiles made in Arizona, Javelins made in Alabama, artillery shells made in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas. In other words, we're helping Ukraine while at the same time investing in our own industrial base, strengthening our own national security, supporting jobs in nearly 40 states all across America. You know, the United States is not acting alone, to state the obvious. Our allies in Europe and around the world, who have constantly been asking me, are we going to step up? We're not going to walk away, are we? How many, and some of you have been to these international meetings with me, they're very concerned. Had we failed to step up, Lord only knows what would happen to the cohesion in NATO. They're also sending significant help to Ukraine. We're all standing together against this brutal dictator. As I've argued for months, this is directly in the United States' national security interest. If Putin triumphs in Ukraine, the next move of Russian forces could very well be a direct attack on a NATO ally. And you all know full well that invoking Article 5, the North Atlantic Treaty, would be the first thing that comes to mind, which declares an attack on one is an attack on all.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What was that right there? An attack on one is an attack on all. As you know, our Article 5, any attack on one NATO nation is an attack on all NATO nations. So if Ukraine does join NATO, and Secretary Blinken and this current administration gets what they want, what is Biden saying right there? Is he saying that we are going to go? I mean, it seems abundantly clear and obvious that we've got so many proxy wars. We're involved in all these disputes, battles. The Middle East is in chaos. Everything that's happening in Ukraine is chaos. We have complete disruption. The Cold War is now the hot war. Now we're sending money to Taiwan. So we're angering China now. We're angering all of these people who now could be allies and are allies. Iran, Syria, Palestine, China, Russia. They're all now, you're just galvanizing. This has very scary reverberations and familiarities as to the start of World War II, on how the axes of power, how they cohesed and how they started to become allies against the U.S. and our allies. And all of this could have been prevented. All of this could have been thwarted. But we've got they're so adamant. They're so adamant about engaging in this conflict, engaging and inciting and fomenting and stoking the fires of dissension and war. There's no other way to look at this. How can we look at this in a different fashion. It just seems abundantly obvious that these, you know, people, these representatives, these so-called American officials, I mean, it's almost hard to call them, you know, the president of the United States, the representative, because they don't represent our interests at all. They don't care about our interests at all. There is nobody who wants this to happen. There's nobody who wants this foreign aid. No real true blood American wants all of this money to go tens of thousands of miles away to a useless, endless, ceaseless war that has zero strategy, zero exit strategy, and no positive outcomes. There's zero positive outcomes of this. Again, I go back to the airline metaphor. When the lady comes, when you first are sitting in the plane and we're taxiing off to the tarmac and gives you the spiel about, you know, hey, this is how you put on your seatbelt, etc. There's one key element there that is really symbolic and apt. And that is, just in case of emergency, when those oxygen masks drop, make sure to put yours on first before you help your kids, your family, or anyone. Why? Because you will not be able to help anyone else unless you help yourself first. And that is why this is an absolute abomination. We have got inflation, an economy that's in disarray, a southern border that is completely defunct. People can't get groceries. People can't get gas. We've got DEI destroying higher education, destroying major infrastructure, destroying major industries. We have crime at all-time high. People are feeling it in their wallets. They're feeling it at home. They're feeling it at their jobs. They're feeling it everywhere they go, every walk of life in America. And we're giving everything away. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? It doesn't make an ounce of sense. And boy, oh boy, when he says that we're going to send immediately, we've got things in the world. We're sending munitions and missiles within the hour. Why so much zeal? Imagine if you put that energy and zeal into your own country, Tombstone Biden. Imagine if you put that kind of effort into actually helping your own. We would be back on top. There's no question about that. We would be back on top. The amount of zeal, the drunken enthusiasm that these warmongers feel and project towards helping others is downright, it's just beyond, it's treasonous. It's so offensive to everyday hardworking Americans. It is so egregious to everyday hardworking Americans. You should be ashamed of yourself. It's insane. And then the last thing I just want to pose is this. Notice how the vegetable in chief said that we're going to replenish our stockpiles. We're giving Ukraine all these missiles and stuff from our stockpile. Then we're going to replenish that from companies, jobs, and products made in America. President Eisenhower warned years ago, back in the 50s, of the industrial military complex. I just wonder, maybe the reason there's so much enthusiasm, maybe there's so much effort, energy, concentration, and focus put into helping all of these foreign entities. I wonder if, you know, there's no doubt that all of these guys, Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, Newsom, they're worth millions and millions of dollars, which makes absolutely zero sense given the fact that they have a public sector W-2 government salary of no more than $200,000 a year. How are you able to accrue a net worth in the tens of millions of dollars on a public salary, government salary? Makes no sense. I throw this off to you, Nez Nation. I mean, we need to get our country back. If this irks you and pisses you off as much as it pisses me off, the only way to change this is to raise awareness. You need to tap this thumbs up, share this video with everybody that you know. We need to raise awareness. I truly believe people don't know. The people who actually support this foreign aid package, and there are a lot, They just don't know. I don't think they're stupid. I just think they're unaware. They don't realize the chess that's being played behind the scenes. They don't realize the insider trading that's happening behind the scenes. We need to raise awareness, because there is no way, as my father used to say when I was a kid, if you want to know the truth, follow the money. There's no way that this is happening because of what they say superficially of, oh yes, we're helping them because it's the right thing to do. That's a bunch of BS. Don't be naive, Nez Nation. Share this with everybody. Tap that thumbs up. Also, I want to hear from you. What do you guys think of all this? Am I wrong? Again, I said this before. I'm happy to be wrong. Let me know in the comments. I try really, really hard to respond to all the comments, but it's literally physically impossible. Members get first priority, super chat, super thanks. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you a cup of coffee a month to support us, and you get access to our full Discord where you can interact and hang out with other members, badges next to your name and live streams and comments. You get first priority and a whole bunch of other exclusive features coming very, very soon. So consider becoming a member. If you made it this far, don't forget to become a Nez Nation Insider. That's our free newsletter. So that's separate from being a member. That's our free newsletter. It's free. So you get all these latest breaking news, updates, current events, top stories that mainstream media won't cover right to your inbox. That's free. That's in the pinned comment, show notes, and description. Just click on the link. Click on the option for free newsletter. Give us your best email and you're in. We don't spam. We don't share any of your emails with any third-party entities at all. That is not the Nez Nation way. So consider becoming a Nez Nation Insider. Check out these videos coming up on the screen right now. They're phenomenal. We just posted some of these. As always, Nez Nation, God bless you and God bless America. I'll see you soon.